Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wait, dog, you're going to get in a shot. Come here and sit down. Come here. Come here, dog. Sit down. Come over here. Come here. Sit down. If you're going to get in a shot, I mean, dog, sit over here. Get in a shot. Let's go.
I got to sit down.
That's it.
I got to sit down for a couple minutes.
Neil Best already writing rumors about
it. Oh, God. I was swimming in the lobby. Couldn't believe it.
He's writing rumors. What are you up to?
Not much, big guy. Am I on now?
Yeah, you're on.
Are you on now?
Remember how it works? There's light, there's action.
Yes,
away we go.
I'm on. How are you, big guy?
How are you?
Good to see you.
What's happening?
Long time no speak.
What's new?
I agree with you. Giants never would have scored a 14-10.
I agree with that.
Oh, my God. I agree.
Who are you picking in the Super Bowl?
You know, everybody loves the Giants.
You're picking the Pats, right?
I
knew you'd pick the Pats.
Everybody loves the Giants.
I knew you would pick the Pats.
Does everybody love the Giants?
Everybody loves the Giants.
And the Giants never play as well when everybody loves them.
But the problem is everyone's loved them this whole playoff. They loved them against the Packers.
I didn't like them against Green
Bay. They loved them against the Niners.
The Niners, they did.
And everyone loves them again this
year. Well, how with that? How are things going?
Good.
How's the family?
Everybody's good. And Timmy's, I heard, become a basketball star. He's Bill Bradley. I talked to Doug. Timmy's Bill Bradley.
I've shown him pictures. I can't get over
it. It's unbelievable.
I cannot.
My buddy Tim is becoming a basketball star.
I got an ISDN line on the third floor. I said, I'm not missing any games.
Where are we sending him? What do you think? Notre Dame?
You know who he has a relationship with?
Who?
Krzyzewski.
Ooh, he's going to become a Dukie?
How about that?
You hate Duke.
What a phony. I'm going to like him against the Yankees.
You haven't rooted for Duke a day in your
never
life.
Never in my life.
You're going to send your kid to Duke?
They sent me down there for a town hall, okay?
Right.
You know, they do these little town halls.
Well, Krzyzewski works for you guys, right?
I took Timmy. It was his birthday.
And he hit it off with Krzyzewski?
And he hit it off with Krzyzewski.
How good
is that?
And then
he wrote a note to Krzyzewski thanking him, and Krzyzewski wrote him back.
There you go. He's already recruiting him.
That's what I said.
That's it.
And Duke's not having a great year.
No, they're not that good.
And UConn having some bad years.
And Notre Dame went in there and beat UConn.
Oh, you told me that yesterday. I'm a little off on a college troops right now.
Outscored them 16-0 at the start of the second half. So I see Timmy as a nice, small forward at Notre Dame.
Yeah, he's got a chance.
Shooting a three, coming outside.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
Driving home in April and listening to you talk about the Mets.
It's going to be a long year.
Oh, my.
And going to be
How
a long
are you
year.
Going to survive?
Talk about the Yankees. Tell you think.
They stink.
They are terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, they are terrible.
You know, and like good luck with Andres Torres in center field.
They are terrible.
How are you going to?
Thank God I only have the manager once a week.
How do you deal with him in September?
Oh,
he's a nice
God.
Man, but how do you deal with him in September?
Listen, too bad he's not on your team where he belongs.
My team be a little better. My team's better.
After what you did
2 years ago,
one
whole thing.
It
doesn't make a difference. I lost a lot of juice last year.
And let Lincecum sign, what did he get, $80 million a year?
$41 million. A lot of people think he's going to leave after these 2 years.
Why? He's already getting a ton of money.
And boy, did I enjoy the Yankees against Detroit.
Oh, boy.
Did I enjoy game five?
Oh, that was.
When they
you know what?
Hit, oh,
and,
did I
and,
enjoy that?
And when, you know what? It was one of those nights perfect for you because after the way things broke, game five there, no one in the building thinks they can lose. Leading up to the game,
I can imagine.
Nobody. And me included. Nobody thinks they can lose that night.
Yeah. Granderson makes the catch in game four. Nobody in America.
No chance can they lose game five.
They
couldn't get a big hit. Bases loaded twice. Could not get a big hit
because
with the bases
Nova wasn't
loaded.
Good, but they
no,
came
had the
back
bases
and
loaded twice.
No, that was
the one run out of it.
The year before you can live with.
Yeah,
that was a bad one.
Very rough.
That would have been rough.
Very.
That would have bothered me if I'm a Yankee
rough.
Fan.
Are you going to string training this year and then blame us for not letting you get in the building?
Girardi.
No, I'm getting blamed last year. I didn't even know you were in Florida. I'm getting blamed for you being in spring training.
Girardi blew me
blocking you out. I'm like, I didn't even know he was in spring training.
Was it Mike's fault, folks? Was it Mike's? How about Girardi blowing me off? Did you hear this story?
No, tell me.
We set it up all week,
right?
All for weeks that we would do Girardi, go 10 minutes,
because
you can't get him on, okay?
Right.
So we drive to Port Charlotte. Yankees play the Rays at night.
Right.
At 4:10, Girardi says, my agent says I can't do it. I says, hold on now. You can't come on for 10 minutes, put a headset on the field at a little Port Charlotte stadium, not unless I get paid.
No, he could have done it.
I went nuts.
He could have done
you know
it.
Me, I go crazy.
Hey, he could have done it. He didn't want to do it.
So a little birdie called Raceman.
You?
No, I wasn't.
This was like this. You weren't even out of the car yet. Yeah. Bob, listen, I got to tell you what happened.
Give it a break.
And make sure you blame FAM.
I swear now. No.
And make sure Mike gets blamed too.
This is like old times. I'll stay for 5 hours. Anyway, so a little birdie calls racing.
That's because they can actually see in New York for the first time.
5 years, here I am back on. But anyway, so I Raceman gets news of it, calls me. And then, you know, he comes out, and the Yankees were very upset. And they
Yankees
said,
are sensitive.
Yeah, they said, we'll make it up to you. Never came on, and Cashman has not spoken to me since.
Is that
and
true?
And has not come on.
Yeah, he doesn't hold the grudge.
Oh, you know, I hurt his manager.
I don't think
we made his manager look bad.
Go and back there this year.
And I like Girardi.
Make another plan. Go to Port Charlotte again.
Do I want to be in Port Charlotte? I'm checking down Robinson Cano, who barely can speak English, back in the corner. Robinson, give me a – yes, hablo español. It's hard for me with the Yankees. You get them all. I watch you on the yes to the Yankees. I got Sabathia.
Well,
I got Jeter.
Well,
I got everybody walking
through. I got their network right here. You used to have it too.
And then I also heard you were sitting when Jeter went 5-for-5 that day.
I actually took the boys on Saturday, put them right there for the game, they got to see all that right as it happened.
Oh,
how good was that?
And
Jack actually got up after he got the first hit and said, Gina's going to hit a home run to the whole section. And he hit a home run on the next pitch.
And then with the 3-2 pitch,
yes.
Next pitch, after he got the first hit in the first inning.
He hit a
home
run.
That was a dramatic. Even I got into that.
That was an amazing day. I mean, his hits
and then he played well the second half of the year.
He hit like
330.
He hit great.
Did he come on?
He was on a – He
was all over the place. Did he come on with you?
Yes, he did. He came on a couple of times. But he was so busy. You know,
oh, it's hard to get. I heard him.
And they were last year. You know, first half he had a very tough year.
Oh, he's terrible.
And it was such a hard year for Jorge Posada.
Good guy.
Thing.
Right.
And when Jorge had a nice finish to the season,
he had a good
postseason.
Very good.
And then he was very smart to go out when he did.
I thought it was
very positive.
Chapman last week.
Yeah, he was on. He was on the day he retired, and they had everybody there.
Oh, I know.
All the players. Yeah, that was very nice.
Yeah,
it was nicely done.
You've done a good job.
It
with
was
the Yankees,
nicely done. No, it's been. It's. I mean, the Yanks. The problem is
you have nothing with the Mets now. You're
the problem is the Mets are just. You know, you feel bad for them. They're just so. Dead right now. You wish something would happen.
They got to.
You know, you just wish something. I don't think they will.
You and I like Wilpon.
I don't think they will.
And it wasn't Wilpon didn't know about Madoff.
I don't believe that.
But they got to sell the team.
I don't think they will.
It's a public trust. You're killing your fan base.
Hey, listen, I don't.
You can't have a $60 million payroll in New York City.
I don't know how they survive the next couple of years waiting for one of your young pitchers. Waiting for all these pitchers to bloom.
I don't give the Giants any grief that trade.
No, it was a smart idea.
Terrible. They got nothing out of that.
Listen.
Nothing.
Listen. I mean, you had to take a chance.
Nothing out of that. You know, how good was game 162 of the regular season in baseball?
Oh, it was amazing.
With the Red Sox.
It was amazing.
And Tampa.
How about Bobby V? Is that going to be fun watching Bobby V against the Yankees?
That is
going to be funny. You got to admit, that's going to be funny.
I was happy
and you're closer to Bobby V than I am. So,
I was happy he got the job.
So, and he was
ecstatic.
Ecstatic.
Did you like Moneyball?
He'll actually, I've never seen Moneyball. You didn't like Moneyball.
I hated the book.
You and I
Movie's
both.
Not bad.
The movie,
movie's not bad.
I have not seen the movie.
You didn't see that yet?
Well, I don't like the Moneyball stuff. So
I don't either. I agree with you.
But since he's nominated, I'll try and see it
before
the Academy Awards.
And no Tim Hudson and no Barry Zito.
He's not going to win the Academy Award anyway.
I haven't really paid too much.
I think everyone says George Clooney's going to
Did you see that yet?
No, and everyone says you got to see the silent movie because artists,
they say, is
unbelievable. But I don't want to see a silent movie. But they say you have to. They say everyone says you will love it if you go see it.
Descendants is pretty good. But forget that. What else is going on?
I don't really have anything else to tell you. How about this? Minko's 59th birthday today. How's that?
Today's his
59th birthday.
And we have and he almost didn't make it. Ooh. 3 or 4 years ago.
We didn't get him doing. We didn't get Mink.
That last
and we had to talk
pizza.
Him into
it. Oh, I know that. That last sausage pizza almost.
He was like, Mink, you're right. Well, Mink, are you okay? Yeah, I mean, he couldn't get up the stairs. Literally could not get up the stairs.
He was in bad shape and Chernoff got him there.
What does that say?
Happy 10th anniversary.
Oh, get out of here plugging yes with your 10th anniversary.
Yes, you're still getting along with yes? Everything okay?
I get along great with yes. Yeah. Yeah, not a problem.
Everybody's
what are you promote yes for? We already had your 10th anniversary.
Kim's been on a lot.
Kim's doing well.
What a chomp.
She's doing well. She's doing
and she
well.
Left yes?
Yeah, she. I don't know where she's going.
Oh,
she
left
yes?
I thought I read that in the paper. That's
well,
not
you
true.
Did. Well, Raceman wrote it, didn't he?
You
probably gave it to him.
I did not want. That's a good line, though, man. Funny, funny, funny. What else
can
you tell
me? If you don't talk to Race, he's got nothing.
He loves Brandon Tierney. You would have thought Brandon Tierney.
He didn't like him when he was in New York. He had to go to San Francisco. Now he writes about him.
He thinks he's Evan R. Murrow the way he writes about Brandon Tierney. Oh, God, what else? What else can you tell me?
Didn't he go out there for 2 months, and now all of a sudden he's like he was there when Montana was playing.
Yeah. Joe, were you upset with the Jets?
I'm always upset with the
Joe
Jets.
No, Joe Benigno upset with the Jets.
I get it. When isn't Benigno upset with everybody?
How was the Rex Ryan stuff?
Well, the two times I had him was very good.
He was good.
Both times was very good. I had him before the season, then after the season.
Are you down on Sanchez?
I think he played very badly, but I think he's fixable. I do not think he's terrible.
I agree with that 100%.
I think the offensive line and the offensive coordinator and
the
wide receivers they brought in were a mess.
Oh, Holmes.
Because they were sniping at him the whole time.
He's a rat off a second ship, Holmes.
They were sniping at him the whole time.
So you're not down on Sanchez.
No,
I agree with you.
Think he can be okay. I think he needs – and he's got some bad habits, but I think he's fixable. I do. And I don't think Manning's going to
go. No, no way.
As a matter of fact, if you listen to the people around here, everyone keeps saying, and they know Manning, I don't. They all say Manning's going to have to retire, that he's not healthy.
Yeah, everybody
that's
seems
what
like,
everybody says. So, I mean, it's going to be. I'll miss him if he doesn't play. I think anytime you lose a player like that, it hurts the league.
I don't think that he will play in the same city that Eli's in, and I don't think he's going to the Redskins either.
I think
he can play.
If he plays, I think he plays for the Dolphins.
No, I think
that's
see
the
that.
Perfect city.
I could
but
see
I don't think. I get the idea he's not going to play. So tell me, wait, you're asking me. Tell me what's new at
Sirius.
That's
interesting.
I saw Polian sign your buddy.
I can't.
Why don't you have him on today?
Stevie Cohen signed him.
Stevie
Polian
signed him.
Hated
Stevie
you and
would
me.
Sign any. Stevie would sign anybody who would ever talk to him in the NFL. He would sign.
Exactly. He hated
Stevie
you.
Stevie would
and
sign
me.
Anyone in the NFL who ever talked to him. He'd sign.
How much did Polian and I used to hang up the phone?
Wait, listen. Just go back and ask Polian if who was right.
Oh, we were
also
right.
Him when he tanked his season.
Oh, we
that
were down
year
on that. That
by
was
taking his players out of the
did
game.
Did a terrible job.
He destroyed his season.
He did. He did a terrible job.
And they were really nice to him at the end. They threw him out.
And they got the Jets in a championship game that year because of it.
That's it.
And because the Jets picked the
and
playoffs.
And they threw him out of the building.
I'm still looking forward to the April drives with the Mets. How are you going to survive?
Hey, you know what?
A lot of day games?
Hey. So there
and
has
you
to,
see,
there
and you ha, see, and Howie in the booth.
There has to be a silver lot and somebody else too. I don't know
who's that going to be.
Got to be another guy.
How about you?
No,
I hear
God,
you and Howie
no.
got along famously with Jose Reyes.
We actually did.
What
I was right, Howie was wrong. And that's just the way it was on that one. I was right. Now
what is Reyes doing?
Reyes can't leave that game.
Oh my God!
He can't leave that game. But we got along fine. You know, I actually was one of the few guys who thought Wayne Hagen was all right. I didn't mind him. I thought he was a decent announcer.
Why did they get rid of him?
I think they didn't think he was a New York guy.
New York
but
guy.
You didn't think he was a good announcer either.
Not great, no.
See, I thought he was pretty good.
He knows baseball.
Very good.
Knows baseball.
He made a lot of predictions that happened
if
you listen to him.
He's smart.
And he was a good baseball player, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
He played?
Arizona State. He was a very good baseball player.
Wow, I didn't
know
that. Yeah. I didn't know that. He was a good player.
Yes, very. Because I talked to him about it. I said, you know, you know a lot. You're very good at doing it. And he says, baseball's been my life. I was a baseball player in college. I was a good player. You know,
he does know the sport.
Yeah, he is. Nice man, too.
I did lose a little obsession with the Giants last year. I guess that's normal, correct?
Listen.
They won it. I lost a little
perfect
obsession.
Perfect season.
Oh, I lost a little obsession.
You know, that's it. You were out there. I was waiting for you to throw out the first ball during the World Series. I'm like, wait a second. Where the heck's Dog? He's going to throw out the first ball.
They treated me unbelievably.
I'm sure.
You know, they brought the
I heard
trophy.
They gave you a luxury box.
They drove me. They brought the trophy into the studio.
And they gave you a place to broadcast.
Oh, they gave me McCovey's suite right behind home plate.
How good is that?
Oh, it was unbelievable.
You missed the Giants.
And I love the wild card. The extra wild
so
card.
So do I.
You're into that, right?
Hey, you know I'm
oh,
a
oh, I love
also,
the wild
I
card.
Also, I won 18 games over 19 weeks in the NFL, but I'm the only one who does. No
yeah,
player
nobody
does.
Nobody wants that.
No,
never, you're the only guy who wants that.
Never going to happen.
I don't like that either. But you like that, huh?
I do. All right. Good to see you. Say, Timmy, I said hello. Timmy, so Timmy's going to Duke in a couple of years now. I can't believe Timmy's going to Duke.
I kid. When I, you know what he's good at?
What?
Get him the ball in the open court. He's so fast, you can't catch him.
There you go.
And who had a better relationship than you, than him?
No one.
You
Timmy's
and him
my
were
man.
Tight.
I can't
tight.
Believe, I can't wait. I'm going to go see Timmy's first game at Duke.
Yeah, Rivers won't be there.
Either with Krzyzewski, what the heck? By the time Timmy gets there.
No, he'd be gone. All right. Hey, Mink goes in studio. Where is
hey,
he?
Hey, Mink.
I'm right
Mink,
here.
Dog wants to wish you a happy birthday.
How are you, John? How's
I'm
the
doing
Army
fine,
games
dog.
Doing, Mink? How are the Army games doing, Mike?
He's not doing the Army games anymore. He's doing St. John's now.
I know. Well, let me look at him. Where is he?
I'm
let me
right
see
here.
A look at him. Show me. Where's the picture, Mike?
Wait, it's delayed.
Oh, it's delayed. 8 seconds. Haven't done TV in a long time.
There you go. There's Mink.
Hey, it's you. Look at him. He looks great. Look at Minky. Minky
is,
St. John's?
Mink is 59, and he's leaving tonight to go to Chicago to do St. John's DePaul.
And not only that, they got a little party here for the Butler. Did you know that, Johnny? On Thursday, all the media can go to the Butler game at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
And Butler's now in the bracket
they've had
buster.
They've had a terrible year.
Yeah, they're not having a good year. That guy's got to watch it. He's got to watch. He should have left.
Yeah, I know.
I know we get the money, but getting the players there is hard.
Yeah, I agree.
He just had an incredible run.
He's got a 10-year contract. He'll be there forever. Yeah. But, Mick, good to see you. How you feeling?
I'm doing fine. Everything
look
is
good. Look at him, Mike.
He looks okay.
He looks fine. How's your health?
How's his health? He's getting better.
You got the cheeseburger right next to you?
No, okay. No, you stop. There's no more cheeseburgers.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, Mick.
Same for you, Mike. Yeah.
That's it. We have them together. Are you kidding? So I know. I don't know.
I'll see you guys later.
Goodbye. This all guys a show now, but he'll stay here. He doesn't care.
I'll get some calls.
we'll get one from the Eastern Time Zone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.